Hello and welcome to Tantra FM. What we have today? Miss Trick, a Tantra yoga practitioner, answers some questions regarding sexuality addressed by you, our listeners. Here is your chance to discover some useful things about this subject. Then we will turn our attention to some of the women among you. They have everything anyone could want. Friends, lovers, beauty, wealth and happiness. But how did they achieve all that? It is simple. They unleashed the hidden energy within. Believe it or not, you are what you think. Afterwards, we shall elaborate some more on Chinamasta, the goddess of divine courage. We shall also perform a meditation of communion with Chinamasta towards the end. Stay tuned together with your yogi host Valentina and Amaris.
Welcome to Tantra FM. I'm your host, Amaris. Miss Trick answers your questions. Only anal penetration excites me. Quote, I'm a faithful reader of your magazine, and I always read it with great interest. I decided to write to you in order to confess about a problem with which I've been confronted for some years and which seriously affects my sexual life. 7 years have already passed since I'm no longer virgin. At the moment, I have a stable relationship with a man with whom I've been living for more than 2 years. My problem is that I don't feel anything when my lover penetrates me in the vagina, but only when he penetrates my anus. Actually, only this excites me. Please tell me what to do in order to experience the orgasm also when my vagina is penetrated. I must also state that my lover is very gifted sexually, and he really knows how to make love. But in spite of the fact that he's very attractive, especially from the erotic point of view, I cannot reach vaginal orgasm. Please tell me if there is a proper remedy to this, or give me some solutions to improve my sexual life. End quote. Miss Trick's answer. There are two solutions for re-eroticizing your vagina. One of them refers to training the vaginal muscles. In the articles of our magazine, we have presented the PC muscle exercises known as Kegel exercises. See our articles entitled, Do You Want to Be a Special Woman? Train Your Vaginal Muscles and Strengthen Your Sexual Muscles. You have to contract rhythmically the pubococcygeal muscle, approximately one contraction per second, as if you wanted to stop urinating. Start with a series of 10 contractions and then increase their number to 20, 30, and so on. You have to do at least 10 series per day, each set having 30 contractions. Within a few weeks, you will notice a great change. The second solution is to localize and to excite the G-spot. It is situated on the front side of the vagina. See our article entitled Finding the G-spot. When we press the spot strongly enough, a very intense excitation appears. The G-spot has to be stimulated using the middle finger, and with a little bit of consistency and perseverance, you can reach the state of orgasm. Once you're capable of reaching the orgasm this way, you will be able to experience it with your lover too. Good luck! Another important method for improving the sexual life of a woman is that of increasing her bodily vitality. See our article entitled Extra Weight and Harmonious Body Fulfillment Make Your Sexual Life Better. I like women who shave their sex. Quote, I am a 36-year-old intellectual man and I have been married for 15 years. I've had a lot of mistresses all of my life and I don't regret anything that I've lived with them. Almost all of them shared with me their tastes and wishes. I've always been of the opinion that pubic hair is unseemly and have asked my mistresses to remove it completely. I like women who shave their sex. Men shave their beard for aesthetic reasons, and so do women who shave their legs and armpits. Then why is it that most women are suspicious when thinking about removing the hair from their sex? Some of them consider that it is unnatural to take care of their pubic region, although this is the main center of interest of a woman's body. Why not pay proper attention to it? This preference from the complete shaving of the sex is not new. The Greeks, who had a real cult about different ways of making love, shaved completely. For this they used the pumice stone, with which they did circular movements on the skin. It must have been really painful, but their assiduousness is proof that it's worth it. The Arabs, the Hindus, and some African peoples are also advocates of shaving the sex. Some women are afraid that their shaved sex will give them a little girl aspect, and that they will not be able to excite men like before. But most men compare this mouth of love to a flower, and I'm one of them. I myself have been shaving my pubic hair for more than 10 years, and I haven't met one woman who considered this unpleasant. On the contrary, most of them were well surprised. Mrs. Trick's answer. You're right. If both lovers shave their pubic hair, they can better feel the contact of their genitals, and thus the erotic pleasure is more intense. Moreover, certain tantric rituals require the woman to shave her pubic hair completely. This act becomes a magical one and helps the man in worshipping the woman's vulva as a source of existence. Wife or mistress? Quote, I'm living a paradox. I have a gorgeous mistress with whom I feel erotic sensations that I cannot experience with my wife, although I love her very much. Does this mean that my wife doesn't awaken my erotic desire anymore? End quote. Miss Trick's answer. The psychological point of view. You're being confronted with the mother-wife-mistress complex. Usually, for a man, his wife, as the mother of his children, isn't seen as the one who can receive and give an intense erotic pleasure, or as the one with whom he can taste those famous forbidden fruits which are so enticing and attractive. The mistress represents unconventional love. She gives herself to her lover without any restriction, shame, or bashfulness. At the same time, the wife's image, the mother of his children, is associated with the image of his own mother during his childhood. This can arouse in his soul feelings of respect and devotion. Being a serious woman, she's hardly imagined by her husband in a less conventional situation. Even if before marriage the woman was extremely sensual, she may often become frigid afterwards, especially after more births. Consequently, the man begins to look elsewhere for something he cannot find home anymore. A delicate and sincere dialogue with your wife would make you understand that the erotic pleasure and couple's happiness are compatible, indeed, with the role of both wife and mother. From the esoteric point of view, it is well known from the tantric point of view that the erotic attraction between a man and a woman decreases in time if the lovers live together. That is why tantric masters recommend for the lovers to live separately and to make love 2 up to 4 times a week. This method prevents sexual boredom. There are several basic methods to keep the sexual attraction alive. One is sexual continence, lovemaking without ejaculatory orgasm in the case of men, and without explosive orgasm in the case of women, for both lovers. See our articles entitled Let's Talk About Sexual Continence, 10 Reasons for Making Love with Sexual Continence for Hours on End, 12 Amazing Effects of Making Love with Sexual Continence, Lovemaking with Sexual Continence Face-to-Face with Usual Lovemaking, Squeezing, A Secret to Avoid Ejaculation, Transmutation and Sublimation, Sexual Energy Control for Women, and Sexual Energy Control Techniques for Men. 2. Don't sleep in the same bed. You should share the same bed only for lovemaking. 3. Create erotic surprises for your lover, such as erotic massage, the stimulation of her G-spot with your fingers, the exploration of her erogenous zones by the use of hands, lips, and tongue. This includes oral sex or cunnilingus, which gives much pleasure to women. And 4, discover her erotic fantasies and try to fulfill them. The secret of perfection. Some girls simply eat the cream off the cake. They have everything all the rest of us would like. Friends, boyfriends, money, career. How do they do it? It's simple. Unleash the hidden energy from within. So simple. The rich and the famous, which many other people look yearningly upon, did not necessarily reach their position just because of pure luck. They have used their subconscious powers in order to obtain the things they wanted. Thus, with the invaluable help provided by the subconscious and wisdom, through creative visualization, they were able to be and have what they desire. It is not a big deal. Moreover, an ancient art teaches all of us to use our own psychic energy in order to make our dreams come true. The starting point is quite simple. If you can clearly imagine your goal, then you are already halfway there. The chances to make it happen are all yours, if only you know how to focus correctly. Establish your goal. First, you have to determine which is the object of your desire. Note that focusing on more earthly goals will enable you to lead a better life faster. During the days to come, take the time to examine your interests, love, happiness, career, or their absence. Take a piece of paper, divide it in two. Then put down on one side the things you like about the way your life is, and on the other, the things you dislike the most. Then, choose one of the elements of discomfort and analyze it. You hate your job? Start looking for another. Do you have sentimental problems? Try solving them one at a time. The important thing at this stage is to set your priorities, after which you may engage in the actual pursuit of your happiness. Now you have to find the motivation that will keep you fighting for your goal. If necessary, cut pictures from magazines. Use paintings, ideas, anything that will remind you of your goal and your motivation to fulfill it. The one compulsory element, however, is a picture of you placed so as you can see it clearly. Speak to yourself. What we mean is more than talking. By this kind of talking, we mean positive statements, a new discursive method that will allow you to verbalize the goal you aim for. Use simple affirmative sentences and remember the 4 P's: present, personal, plausible, and positive. One of the greatest mistakes is to say, instead of "I can," "I think I can." Another is to use negations in the statements you prepare for yourself. Instead of "I will never meet any jerks," simply say, "I will meet special men from this day on." The content of such statements is up to you. You may use them in order to obtain a well-proportioned body, to enjoy a state of perpetual happiness, or to obtain a strong mind. You may repeat them in front of the mirror every morning 10 times, or write them down while you focus on the aim you have in mind. Alternatively, you may tape record these self-suggestions and listen to them while driving to work. Any method is good, as long as you feel it is suited for you. Bathe in light. This meditative technique will induce a state of profound peace in you and will make you radiant. Find a quiet place. Turn off the lights and lie back. Focus on the feet and relax every muscle. Continue this relaxation gradually, muscle by muscle, until you reach the head. Now, after you have relaxed your body, visualize rays of light entering through your feet, going up your body until they reach the crown of your head. You radiate a serene and calm light now from all your body. When you begin to perceive a floating-like feeling, bring to your mental eye your purpose or aim. Visualize it as clearly as possible. If you want a new, successful job, for instance, picture yourself presenting a report with great confidence. If you wish to become a more sensuous woman, picture yourself acting in situations that will help you reach your purpose. Clean the negativity. Before accepting a new system of values, one must get rid of the past emotional luggage. Make up another list, including I could have, I should have, I wish I. Put down all the things which make your life unhappy. Take a deep breath, tear the list, and then burn it. Consider it dead and buried. It's time to make up with friends and enemies, past or present love affairs, family, etc. Forgive all, regardless of your past suffering, and if the case, ask for forgiveness. This is a method for any moment in which you may feel the thorns of intolerance and fury trying to get inside of your soul. Value yourself. Do you work too much? Do you have too little fun? Remember the wisdom of the ancients and stop from time to time. Whatever it is that you're doing, admire your work. You may even want to keep a diary dedicated to the purpose you're trying to accomplish. Note every step in the right direction and in any way that increases your motivation and enthusiasm. Whenever you feel down, skim over your diary and get a fresh breath of optimism. And remember the rewards. You should have weekly, monthly, or crisis rewards, which you may enjoy after passing through more difficult moments. Feel free to be proud of your progress and prepare yourself for even brighter days.
This is Tantra FM, the light that sets you free. I am your host, Valentino. You are what you think. The physical body as well as the psyche is the servant of the mind. Just like the psyche, the physical body obeys the commands and operations of the mind, regardless of the fact that they may be conscious or unconscious. Predominantly negative thinking will lead to sickness, misery, sadness, and egotism. Under the influence of predominantly positive, intense, divine, and beneficial thinking, the body becomes youthful, radiating beauty and happiness. Your specific way of thinking, be it pessimistic or optimistic, is responsible for either good health or disease. Powerful, divine, elevating, uplifting thoughts which offer love, happiness, and joy fortify your body and give it vigor, charisma, a youthful appearance, harmony, and grace. The physical body is a delicate and complex instrument which responds promptly to the predominant thoughts with which it is impregnated. Habits of thinking will sooner or later produce corresponding and proportional effects on your physical body. A kind, loving, compassionate, and good heart will always result in a pure, happy, harmonious life and a healthy, beautiful, and pure physical body. A tainted heart, in accordance, triggers a tainted life and a sickened body. Psychology teaches us that every type of conscious behavior is motivated by well-defined unconscious processes, whose cause we sometimes ignore, but which always act. Any idea that appears in the sphere of our inner consciousness is caused by resonances determined by our conscious or unconscious and our past or present actions. Any person aware of this action upon his or her own evolution should mentally draw the ideal portrait of the person he or she desires to be, and to influence the subconscious in this direction. Thus, slowly, the oppositions between one's aspirations and actions will disappear. This work with one's own person is not easy. It always involves time, perseverance, and patience, but the results are certain to make a visible difference. Furthermore, we should mention that investing in yourself is the best investment you could possibly make. In what follows, we offer you the capital with which you may start your investment, in the form of some beneficial suggestions that may be helpful in different circumstances. Number 1. For success. I am united with the divine source of all that is good and pure. The superior inspiration manifests fully through my being. All beneficial actions I start are successful because I always rely on the sublime and infinite cosmic power. For harmony and abundance. Harmony manifests fully through my being and around me, and my happiness grows with each day. I feel I am walking the divine path of success and abundance. Divine infinite power protects me at all times. For strength during a new day. With all my heart, I thank the divine forces for this new day that I start under this auspicious sign. I am totally convinced that success will flow in my direction during this day. For deep sleep. This wonderful day passed by smoothly and offered me exactly what I needed. With gratitude, I thank the divine spirit for wisely ordering my life. I give thanks for this night of sublime inspirations, which accelerates my access to wisdom. For effective protection. Pure, beneficial white light of the divine consciousness surrounds and protects me from all that is impure. Its blissful presence inside of my being neutralizes all evil. I have become invulnerable and invincible because of her help. For a greater capacity of divine love. Lord Almighty, I aspire to you, full of humility and confidence, and I ask you to increase my capacity to love in a divine manner. Give me strength to love your work and creation with all my soul. I am within you. Please help me to be always aware of your divine presence inside my soul. For perfect health, beneficial energies manifested in the whole universe infuse me. They operate within me, giving me back my perfect health. Whenever you use one of these ideas, repeat it a number of times so that your subconscious becomes saturated with a firm belief in it. After repeating it several times, conclude the session with a clear visualization of yourself in the particular situation you want to be in. For example, if you ask for perfect health, visualize yourself enjoying perfect health. Your visualization should be clear and bright, with as many details as possible. Final recommendations. To achieve success, repeat the idea you chose 21 times a day, for a minimum of 2 months. Eliminate passing doubts that come your way. Keep in mind a clear image of your success, even long before it happens. These ideas, as well as others that you may compose for yourself in the same manner, full of beneficial suggestions designed for your particular purpose, are a fountain of happiness, success, and joy in the measure in which you believe in them. Keep a light-hearted, detached, and relaxed attitude, even if things do not fall into place from the very beginning. Remember that victory comes to those who know how to wait. Therefore, patience and practice are the keys to your success.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, the key to your heart. I'm your host, Amaris. The great cosmic power Chinamasta, the thunder of instantaneous spiritual enlightenment. As the force or terrible power of the great god Indra, Chinamasta represents the electrifying energy of our subconscious depths, Vidyut Shakti, energy that acts on all levels of creation. In the physical material world, the electrical energy, electricity, represents only one of the forms of this colossal transforming power that is Chinamasta. On a mental level, she acts as energy that determines the correct understanding of essential reality, determining also instantaneous spiritual enlightenment. As we mentioned in our previous articles on this topic, Kali acts generally in the direction of the devotee's spiritual transformation. The great cosmic power Chinamasta represents the same force, directed towards the immediate, thundering transformation of the yogi. Consequently, the great cosmic power Chinamasta is in a way the bright lightning of the instantaneous spiritual intuition that destroys and casts away for good the veil of ignorance, opening up thus the path towards supreme spiritual freedom. This attribute of the great cosmic power Chinamasta manifests as a distinctive note of her terrible divine personality and represents in fact the capacity of direct perception, of pure vision that goes beyond any veil of ignorance and any veil of limited perception. It reveals the uniqueness of the infinite divine consciousness, which is beyond all names and forms. The great cosmic power Chinamasta grants the pure vision of reality. Consequently, the great cosmic power Chinamasta is the colossal power of the inner spiritual vision, which sacrifices in the fire of pure knowledge all objects belonging to the manifested world, including the body of the person performing this act of perfect knowledge. Therefore, in the tradition of Hindu spirituality, the great cosmic power Chinamasta represents Atma Yajna, meaning self-sacrifice, manifested when someone offers one's own being with great sincerity and fully to the divine through an act called the sacrifice of the mind, in order to live fully in the unity of the divine consciousness. Through extrapolation, this fundamental characteristic of the great cosmic power Chinamasta also represents the very aspect of pralaya, the destruction or resorption of the world and of the entire creation in the holy heart of the Absolute. Metaphorically speaking, the great cosmic power Chinamasta is the head that chews on the entire body, being thus the power of destruction and transformation of the manifested reality into the non-manifested original reality. In the yogi spiritual tradition, it is said that the great cosmic power Chinamasta achieves this remarkable transformation of the state through the piercing of the subtle blockage from the level of Ajna chakra, allowing the yogi to transcend simultaneously his or her mind and body awareness. This characteristic action is at the same time a direct indication of the fact that the great cosmic power Chinamasta represents also the unobstructed flow of the subtle energy circulating through Sushumna Nadi, the central energetic channel of the human being. Thus, the great cosmic power Chinamasta is associated with the awakening and ascension of the gigantic cosmic force Kundalini Shakti through Sushumna Nadi from the base of the spine and Muladhara Chakra up to Sahasrara Chakra. This journey represents the divine path of the Vedic gods, or Vedayana. This divine path refers practically to the movement and circulation of the subtle prana through Sushumna Nadi, towards the realm of pure transcendence symbolized by the sun. The yogi spiritual tradition asserts that in order to evolve spiritually and to avoid karmic accumulation, it is imperative that the yogi focuses his or her energy on Sushumna Nadi, as this nadi is correlated with the reality of the transcendent void, which is formless. This condition cannot be achieved unless the yogi obtains the pure and correct vision of the fundamental reality of all things. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme: communion with the great cosmic force of divine courage, Chinamasta. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position, and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect: communion with the great cosmic force of divine courage, Chinamasta. Let us begin. Thank you.
hope you've enjoyed your time with us and that you will join us again for our next broadcast.